Developing beef advocates and leaders for the cattle industry is the goal of the Collegiate Beef Advocacy Program. Hosted by American National Cattle Women Incorporated, the advocacy program provides an outlet for students to use their unique strengths to connect with consumers and peers to promote beef. We recently had the opportunity to work with two students who are spending their spring break working on the Collegiate Beef Advocacy Program. Catherine Slavik is from Mandan, North Dakota. Catherine is an animal science and microbiology student at North Dakota State University. She's also majoring in pre-veterinary medicine. And Carly Eubank from near Chickasha, Oklahoma. She is an ag communications major at Oklahoma State University. After spending some time doing some media training with the two students, I talked to them and interviewed them about the beef advocacy program and what they hope to get out of it, starting first with Carly Eubank.
The ANCW Collegiate Beef Advocacy Program provides opportunities for college students to use their unique strengths to be a voice for the beef industry. I think producers, beef producers, have great stories to tell, and I want the get those stories out to the public and to consumers so they can know the hard work and care that goes into the industry.
What happens if the consumers and the rest of the non-ag world doesn't hear the message that you want them to hear?
Well, that's our goal. We try to use social media and hosting events on campus to reach those consumers and even our peers to give them beef facts that they can share with their peers and just keep it going down the line. So we want to use every outlet that we can to strive to make those connections with consumers.
How do you intend to use this class or this program when you finish your education?
The Beef Advocacy Program provides so many networking and connection opportunities. I've already met some amazing women and professionals within the industry. So I am looking forward to the doors that will be open throughout this process and continue to find ways to share stories about the beef industry.
What do you want to do when you get out of school?
So right now I'm a senior at Oklahoma State University with a double major in agribusiness and agricultural communications. And I really fell in love with my classes and the work with my ag communications degree. That incorporates a lot of graphic design and branding and creating websites that could help beef producers and small farms and ranches push their brand out to consumers or packaging plants and to, once again, get their message out to the public.
Catherine Slavik stumbled onto the beef advocacy program by accident, using her time during COVID to be productive.
So I actually happened to find this program accidentally. And at that time, I had just started getting into beef advocacy. And during the COVID pandemic, I've realized the need for beef advocates in our industry because there is a lot of misinformation out there. And I felt it was important to start educating myself and learning more and figuring out how I can help the beef industry. And I thought applying for this program would be very beneficial for learning different communication skills and developing the skill set to communicate with others who are not knowledgeable about the beef industry, and so that I can be a better beef advocate.
Why do you think that's important? I mean, would the world be any different if the non-ag people didn't hear your story and didn't understand that?
We need beef advocates because our voice does matter. The industry's voice matters because people who are far removed from the farms and ranches, they don't understand how things are made and where our food comes from. And having that knowledge of where your food comes from has impacts to many decisions in society. And so we need to get that information out there. We need to show them our perspective and show them all the work that has gone into providing a safe and secure food supply in America.
How do you hope to use what you learn here in your life, your career?
I want to continue educating others and sharing the stories of beef producers with those who do not know about the beef industry. And also I want to be able to help others who are in the industry and my peers develop the skill set so that they too can become advocates.
And why do you want to be a veterinarian?
I want to help producers in any way that I can. And I felt being a large animal veterinarian would be beneficial to my community of beef producers.
So you want to go back home to the North Dakota there and be a large animal vet, because that's the best thing that can that we need for the cattle industry. Is that correct?
That's what I think we need for our area. But while I'm also going to be a veterinarian, I plan to be an advocate for the beef industry for life. So
what do you see from a veterinarian standpoint as the biggest challenge right now for the cattle industry?
Currently, there's actually quite the lack of large animal and cattle veterinarians, because a lot of the students that go into veterinary medicine go for small animal, and there is a very much high demand for large animal veterinarians across much of the Midwest, and I know even into Texas there's a large demand for it as well.
Catherine Slavik from Mandan, North Dakota, and Carly Eubank from near Chickasha, Oklahoma, two students participating in the Collegiate Beef Advocacy Program.